Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Today's 420, you potheads.
It sure is.
Today's the day to get baked, stoned, faded, fried, toasted, couch locked.
There we go.
Blazed?
Yeah.
Zooted? Smoke a fatty?
Yeah.
A blunt? Mm-hmm. A doobie?
Wow.
A doink?
Got a whole list, huh?
A pinner? A spliff? I can go on and on. It's funny coming from the guy that has never smoked pot weed in his life.
You know all of it.
On and on. Okay. Which way do you pass it, Jer? Go on and on.
Pass the doji to the left-hand side.
There you go.
I'm pretty tapped into the pot weed culture. Anyway, today's the day that you got to go touch grass, if you know what I mean. Smoke the lettuce.
Yeah.
87% of Americans support legalizing the pot weed in some way.
Yeah, as they should.
For medical and recreational use.
Absolutely.
It's funny that I'm playing Sublime because Katie was at the Sublime concert this weekend. Did you get high?
The vibes were high. It was just,
the vibes were high, but were you?
It was a little cloud. I think everybody in that Red Rocks venue
nice little secondhand.
Was having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone was happy. It was a good feeling all around.
Yeah.
Again, a little hazy, but
right.
Still, the vibes were high.
That's,
it was great.
That's like when I went to the Snoop Dogg 311 concert there with Nick Nack many years ago. And it was like, there's no way. We were up pretty high, but there's no way you could even see the horizon.
No, exactly.
It was just smoke.
When they
the
played this song in particular, you couldn't see three people in front of you. Vibes were so high. You know how I really knew is on the way home, we stopped at the gas station, and I got
one of
nachos,
everything.
An egg salad sandwich, and some chocolate.
Gas station egg salad sandwich.
So random.
What a combo.
That's a bad decision right there.
No, the Japanese egg salad sandwiches, like they're trendy, and I've been wanting to try one. So I was planning on the nachos. I saw the egg salad sandwich, and you couldn't unconvince me. I was like, well, I'm getting both. I'm getting both. So, yeah, that's how that happened. But that's how I knew. That's how I knew the vibes were super high out at Red Rocks on Saturday night, because it was just like, it was awesome.
Hit your head in the clouds, huh?
Epic, bro.
Literally.
Epic, bro. CDOT's doing something for pot weed day.
They are. Well, you know, they're warning you. You can get a DUI if you're driving high, too. So just be aware. Just like the alcohol variety of DUI. So if you're going to be downtown celebrating today, just make sure you plan ahead for the ride. And to help with that, they're actually offering some Uber credits today to get you around town if you're trying to be out and about. They want you to stay safe. So they're saying that if you do smoke the pot weed, as you say, Jeremy, mm-hmm. that you're supposed to wait at least 6 hours before driving and 8 hours if you're taking it like the gummy variety. But just to be safe, if you're going to do it, just don't drive. I mean, that's the best way to do it, because the tests, even when they test you for doing it, they're so not accurate, you could get yourself into trouble. So the best piece of advice is to just, if you're going to partake, make sure you're not getting behind the wheel, because it's just safer for everybody. But today, they're definitely expecting to see a lot of people with the high vibes downtown. So
generally, aren't you just laying on the couch anyway?
No.
With your hand in a box of
Cheez-Its. See, that's the thing. I think that's the stigma, but as we're proving, people, it's not like that. Like, that's a stigma for sure. And there's some of that, I imagine, especially if you're like over celebrating on a day like today, where it's just like the overconsumption of it. But people can, you know, get around day to day just fine usually.
Okay. Well, shout out to everybody going into work today with some spontaneous drug tests.
Well, no.
Shout out to all those companies doing rando drug tests today.
That's a jerk move feeling. If they're still
today's
doing all that, though.
Today's your day.
Come on. I hope they're not doing
today's
that.
Today's your day. Get after it. A bunch of little pee cups everywhere in the city today. Happy 420, you potheads. We like to start your Monday with a little segment we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. Katie, you have the P today, don't you?
I sure do, and we're sure going to lift the spirits around here with this local story, because an Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office canine named Rex found a missing 7-year-old girl in just 12 minutes. All it took was the scent of her shoes.
Must have been a stinky
kid,
huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter. She was found. That's the best story ever. She'd ran off from her family during a trip to the park. She was missing for 2 hours. Could you imagine those parents?
That's horrible.
horrifying. Would be freaking out. I would not know what to do with myself. So thankfully, Deputy John Gray and his canine Rex, a 5-year-old black lab, got the call. And it's actually the first rescue for this team. This team of canines is made up of Rex, Bear, and Riley. And this is their first big rescue. They've been training for 16 months. But oh my gosh, as you can imagine, the parents were overcome with joy. The handlers were very excited for their dogs as well. Like, okay, this training's paid off. But ultimately, a 7-year-old little girl is safe because these dogs did their job and did it so well. And in this video that they showed, they show the officers bringing the little girl to the parents. And you also see little Rex, you know, as soon as they find the girl, he turns from, okay, I'm a cop dog, to now I'm a comforter.
I'm a good boy now.
He just starts comforting this little girl. Like, we found you. You're going to be okay.
Cute.
And it just like brings tears to your eyes because it is so just overwhelming. So
That's a great local story.
Thankfully, that little girl is okay because the Rex and company.
M's a good boy.
Let's go.
Extra treats for Rex.
Exactly. So
extra belly rubs.
You are a good boy.
He's a good boy.
All right, what's the minus?
Well, even after a decade of breaking up, One Direction finds itself in the news again because old bandmates Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson apparently spent the last like 8 months making a docuseries, a mini docuseries, kind of trying to show that the band was coming back together. Now, that was kind of stopped in its tracks with the very unfortunate death of Liam Payne, but this docuseries was actually going to cover that and cover how this band was mending its relationship, because there was some tension there at the end of that. Well, apparently there's still tension because Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik got into a huge altercation where it got physical. A slap was thrown, a little wrestle, some punches.
Yeah, no, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Did you slap me, Zayn?
Yeah, that's probably how it went down.
Zayn seems like a slapper.
Actually, Jeremy, they were British, so how do you say it?
Ow!
Get off me.
Get off me. And so that docuseries was stopped in its traction. Even director Nicola Marsh posted and said, and there goes the last year of my work after this incident reported. It's done. That docuseries is not being made anymore. And now with any hope of any type of reuniting of the band members, even after. You're having a blast. Even after, I don't think that band is ever getting back together now.
I mean, there's just
too much going on now. A lot of slaps thrown.
He's a hothead. Like, he got into that altercation with Gigi Hadid's mom, allegedly. And so it's like,
he's kind of always
known.
Been the bad boy, though.
Yeah, he's known for being aggressive.
My mom!
He was the first one to leave the band. And then after that, there was always tension. The tensions were high with him and everybody. Mm. They tried to mend that, especially.
I'd be mad, too, if my name was Zayn.
Stop!
Well, you'd think he'd mend it after the passing of one of the members, but no.
Like, that usually makes people
hates
really,
everybody.
Yeah,
One
themselves.
Direction is going one place, and it's down. Never gonna mend it.
Oh,
no.
Did you want to do that entire story just for that final line? Did you write that out?
I was thinking about it for the last 20 minutes, yes.
In his pocket
the
whole time.
The only direction they're going
is down.
Oh,
Jeremy's going to slap me after this.
You jackass. All right. What do I have for the eye? Oh, this is pretty good. This is for dads everywhere who love making time on road trips. We got to make time. There's a car company that has filed a patent for an in-vehicle toilet. And we're not talking the type of bathroom that you might see in larger vehicles like buses or camper vans. It's a toilet built into the passenger seat of a car or an SUV. The drawings have been leaked online, and it looks like it kind of just slides out from under your seat like a drawer. And then you do your thing, and then you slide it back in to be emptied later. Now, they're saying that there's heaters in it, which will evaporate your pee-pee and dry out your poo-poo, so it's easier to dispose of later. There's also a little exhaust fan included to take care of, you know, Katie's odors.
Wait.
With her chicken salad sandwich from a gas station.
Egg salad.
Egg salad.
Sir.
That's worse.
Whatever kind of salad it was from a gas
mayo,
station.
It's made with mayo, okay? It's different.
Ew.
Ow! Wrong kind of sandwich.
Yeah,
milk I guess
bread.
The toilet is also voice activated. I gotta poop!
Weird.
Anyway, I think it would be pretty good if you got like a toddler in the car too that you're trying to potty train or whatever, and then they can just... You know,
why not?
But I think it's going to be pretty darn beneficial for road trips. You can just do your business and keep on flying through I-80.
I was caught in traffic after the hockey game yesterday, and I almost used a water bottle. I mean, it was so bad, I had to go so bad. So that would come in handy.
I peed in a lunchbox once in my car.
Oh.
These are so weird.
That is interesting. You couldn't find
the
bottle?
They're like the softy bags, right?
Oh,
and then there was a plastic insert inside.
Still weird.
And I peed in it.
Oddly enough,
it was after Rocky's opening day.
Okay, see? That traffic, man. I-25 will get you.
I was like in traffic. I was like, I got to find something.
I don't even think you were stuck. I just think that was fun for you.
Honestly, I was into it. You have no idea.
He was four minutes from home.
I know, something you would just do to say you peed in a lunchbox.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It's good to be a guy.